You are currently performing on Broadway, starring in Neil Simon's The Dinner Party. How does the experience of narrating an audiobook differ from theater work or performing for film or television?
In theater, I get to move around a lot. In doing this audiobook, they have me trapped in the Jim Dale Memorial Glass Booth.
Did you prepare for this differently than you would another acting role?
Well, you know, every time I take a new job, I always wait and see how the director wants to work or the other cast members. And in this case, there's nobody here but me and my four imaginary friends.
John, you've recorded other audiobooks, haven't you?
Uh-huh. I've recorded a few audiobooks. I must say Stargirl is my favorite one. I think it's because tomorrow my son will be the same age as the protagonist, Leo. He'll be 16. He's in the 10th grade now. I think Leo's in the 11th grade. But Stargirl is about his age. And it reminded me, when I was doing the book, I was imagining my son as the guy and some of his friends as the good and bad kids that surround the characters. And I actually had a relationship with a girl in high school that was purely platonic, but she was quite sort of connected with the heaven, shall I say. I don't want to say mad as a hatter, even though some people thought she was, because it was 1966, and I was student body president of my school, but I was friends with a lot of different types of people. There were gangs at Hollywood High in those days that they were sort of, as they call them, social clubs. Mm-hmm. But then the sports guys, the athletes, the political guys. And the drama students at Hollywood High School were fascinating because Hollywood High always had a great drama school. I took one or two classes. I wasn't into it that much. But this one girl was very poetic. And she was, I think, the first hippie girl I ever met. But she would talk in kind of like parables and, you know, I thought of her as Stargirl. She was quite a handful, you know, twirling and dancing. And it was touching because a lot of my friends said, she's weird. But that's just because they didn't understand her and they couldn't fit her into any little pigeonhole. And I think one of the things that touches me about this book is that this guy is from a high school where people get by either being apathetic or, you know, just conforming to whatever's going on. And it's interesting, the most popular guy in school in this book has nothing going for him except that he's handsome and he doesn't care. He doesn't give a snit for anything. And people think, well, maybe that's the way to go. And this girl comes into school and slowly but surely starts transforming it. And something horrible happens and something thrilling happens and then something really touching and mysterious. It's a great story for kids to look at and say, oh, I can see that point of view. Oh, I never thought of that before. So in terms of a book, I think it's just as good as it can get for young readers. And for me too, I couldn't put it down.
What did you like best about Leo? And what qualities in Leo do you see in yourself?
Well, here's Leo, and he thinks, in high school, pretty much, I thought I had it all together. You know, the Beatles came out with Rubber Soul, and I said, yes, and Revolver, and Here, There, and Everywhere. And I was in love with my girlfriend, Kathy, and we were 16, and then 17, and we were going to get married probably when we were 21 or 22. And then in college, everything changed. It's all right. I have a different life now. I'm in a small little tiny room with just memories. I don't even know if anybody's listening. Is anyone out there? Oh, okay.
Do you feel that the Stargirls in our lives profoundly change us?
Yeah, I'd like to. It would be nice if there were more Stargirls in our lives. And I think that in this case, this girl is so beautifully created because she's not perfect. She's not a saint. She's not an alien. But she's a human being who every single day is a celebration. And people's lives are vital to her. And that she thinks about other people almost to the point of negating herself. And it's wonderful to see someone like that in a high school setting.
Thanks, John. I'm going to change the direction of these questions a little bit and ask you about audiobook as a format. Do you listen to audiobooks?
Because I live in Los Angeles, I drive all over the place, and I have a lot of music, and I listen to music over and over again. But what I'm finding now more and more is I like to listen to the books on tape. And as a matter of fact, I heard about Harry Potter, but I thought, oh, that's a kid's book, until I saw that Jim Dale did the audio recording. And so I thought that it's still, you know, all three of them, and each one gets better and better and more exciting. But I've gotten the Harry Potter books, but I just sort of look at the pictures. I basically have gone through all the books with the audio tapes. And sometimes it's a little tricky because I circle the block a little bit before I finally park the car. It's a, you know, I waste a whole tank of gas on chapter 13 through 18. You know, it's a little weird, but I love the audiobook format.
What did you enjoy the most about narrating Stargirl?
I don't know. I think the enjoyment that a reader gets is a primitive one. It's like you're the storyteller, you know? Sit back, relax, sit around the campfire. There's a kind of enthusiasm from telling stories. And I read the book and I really liked the book, you know? And I wanted to do this story because I think it's very, very worthwhile. But, I mean, you know, the point is that I don't mind entertainment for entertainment's sake, but it's always nice to have something that might shift someone into the positive light of human relationships.
And one last question, John. Have you ever worn a porcupine tie?
Well, you know, I'm sort of macho. I wear actual porcupines. Have you ever heard of acuporcupeasure? I could work on that joke and bring it in Tuesday.